We're talking with Kevin Sinner, field agronomist with Pioneer. Obviously, a late start here. Kevin, give us an idea what you're seeing as far as progress, where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, well, so far there has been little to no progress in the field. There's been a couple floaters and spreaders we've seen going down the highway, but I've seen nothing in the field yet, which is probably the correct move anyways, because soil temps are pretty cool still, and most of the fields are still wet.
Are there areas that you see that are closer to getting going here, or what's kind of the snapshot across the region?
Yeah, so in our territory, which kind of runs all from Larimore, North Dakota, to Fauston, Minnesota, and then kind of up and down the valley, the areas that are closest to going, I'd say, are probably over in the southeast portion of our territory, kind of the Barnesville, Rossay, Pelican Rapids area. They've been clear of snow the longest there, and the fields are probably warming up quicker there, a little lighter soil over there, too, so that's where I anticipate the first stuff to start going in the ground.
No doubt. We had a late start last year. Look back, 2019 was a late start. So certainly nothing unusual as far as what we're dealing with this spring.
No, we're unfortunately getting well-versed in these late springs here in the last few years. We probably would be ahead of where we are now for sure if we didn't get all that snow just west of us last Friday. But these cool temps aren't helping us out, and it's been one of the coolest periods from January 1st until now on record. I think we're in the top five coolest on record now, so we just got to get one of those years where we get the snow melted off by the end of March and get at it and have some time in April to actually do some field work.
Are there some recommendations? I'm sure you're already getting questions about the acreage mix or maturities, those kind of things. It's too early to pull the trigger on anything like that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I think the majority of growers have 2022 fresh on their mind, where a lot of people earlyed up on their maturity, and it ended up costing them quite a bit on the yield end when fall came. So I think guys are a lot slower to pull the trigger on moving their maturity this year. I'm talking with a lot of the sales reps. They have had very few conversations with guys wanting to move maturity. And I think at this point in the game, we're still well within the window where we want to keep what we had originally planned. And for corn, we probably want to stay with your planned hybrids until about the end of May, almost May 25th. Unless you're already kind of pushing the envelope. If you're already pushing the maturity for your area, you can maybe think about moving earlier sooner. And on the soybean side of things, I'd like to stick with your planned soybean variety until almost June or even into June, the first week of June, because they're so photo period dependent anyway that they're going to turn into the reproductive phase when the time period is. So I like sticking with your soybean maturities. And if it does get late, which I hope it doesn't, with the forecast we have coming up, you want to probably compensate with a little increased population on your soybeans. But yeah, try and stick with your maturities as long as you can.
Certainly the soil temps have been an issue with the cold soils that we've had this spring here. What kind of recommendations do you have what we should be looking at as far as soil temps?
The best soil temp, well, the only soil temp that either soybeans or corn will really even germinate at is 50 degrees or warmer. And at this point, you know, if the sun comes out and we got a nice black field someplace, we can get up and touch 50 or 52 degrees or something like that. But for the most part, it's going to cool off at night. So if we are in the situation where we have a field that's fit to go, other than the soil temp is just cool, you want to get something done. If that's the case, I would probably start with some soybeans, especially soybeans that are treated, because they can sit there in the ground, even if it's cool. They'll just sit there, and as long as they're treated, they can kind of tolerate the cool temps. As long as they haven't started imbibing and germinating, they can tolerate the cool temps. And they'll just sit there and wait for the temps to warm up, and then they'll pop out of the ground when it's ready. With corn, I would just hold off a little bit if it's cool soil conditions, corn can do a lot of different things as far as leafing out or corkscrewing. And if you damage your corn stand, you kind of set yourself back right out of the gate. Where with beans, you can kind of compensate. They'll fill in the gaps a lot better than what corn will, and just get bigger plants. So if we're in that situation where we have to get going, the soil temp's cool, but otherwise the fields are fit, I would start popping some beans into the ground before the corn.
Kevin, we know we want to tackle these weeds when they're small, but obviously we're going to be focused on that planter when that's rolling as well. What's the importance of getting out there early, getting a pre down?
The best thing, and everybody hears this from a lot of different sources, is start clean, stay clean. And with these late springs that we've been having the last few years, the pre-emerge herbicides kind of get put on the back burner because it's a labor suck. You got to have somebody in the sprayer, and it's just a time killer too. But it's something that it's still very important, and I just encourage guys to take the time to get it done, because if you're in a situation where you've got kochia or you've got water hemp or ragweed, some of those small seeded broadleaves, if you can get a herbicide down that is a Flumi or a sulfentrazone containing product, you're going to be money ahead in the long run, because you get that start clean, stay clean kind of mentality right there. And if you can get to your first post app without having too many weeds coming up, then you can kind of wait a little bit longer to do that first post pass. And then once you do put that first pass down, you can maybe include something with a little more residual, like a metolachlor product, just to kind of extend your residual for the rest of the season. And if that's the case, you might even be able to get by with just one post pass.
Kevin, as we take a look at this forecast, at least what we're looking at today, things look a bit encouraging as we move into the early part of May.
Yeah, it sounds like one more weekend here where we got to kind of power through and maybe see a couple more snowflakes here on Saturday. But starting next week, things are looking pretty encouraging. And looking at the field conditions, I think there's a pretty good chance that if we don't get too much moisture this weekend, we might have some guys rolling by mid to late next week over in that Rossa area. So looking very encouraging. I'm kind of optimistic that we're finally going to turn this around.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. We need to get out there and get this thing going. As always, appreciate the update, Kevin.
Well, thanks for the time, Don. I appreciate it as well.
Kevin Center, field agronomist with Pioneer.